They come from the depths of central Queensland, Australia.
It's a crocodile!
No.
It's Banksy and Pinky.
Wake up, wake up.
Central Queensland CFM morning crew, Banksy and Pinky.
Good morning. You need to wake up.
Good morning. Welcome to another week in central Queensland. Although the week didn't go anywhere, we just did over the weekend. Hi, Pinky. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Stoked about the block result last night.
Well, yeah, it's huge.
Talk about that a little bit later on. Great win there by all contestants, really. But the one who came away with the gold, we're pretty proud of, I've got to say, Pinky. Yeah.
Yeah, certainly. Hey, details coming up after six on how you can win your way to a summer beach house holiday.
Oh, well, if you were around last week in central Queensland, you would want a summer beach house right about now.
Exactly.
Yeah. Look, we are also planning to walk the show soon. Going to go out for walkies and wee-wees.
Show's getting a bit chubby.
Come on, boy, here we go. Well, details on that of why shimmer with the latest in sports from the weekend, and hopefully won't be as hot as it was last
week. We need to talk
about
the weather.
Oh, come on.
I'm not done with the weather yet. She owes me some explanations. I'm a little let down, really.
Everyone's favourite topic, the weather.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
McHappy Day. How good was it?
McHappy Day was awesome.
Brilliant, wasn't it?
I was at the George Street store in Rockhampton.
Yeah.
My goodness, they're busy there.
They can work, can't they? You know,
they have to work,
You hear this thing, oh, you know, you're just a Macca's worker. Well, I don't want to be a Macca's worker. They're like under the pump 24/7.
Yeah, no, I've always known, Macca's workers work really hard for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, watching all those systems happen. So, you know, you can just go through drive-through and want a drink or a small meal. And the amount of things that have to go on to get that to you, along with all the other customers ordering,
wow,
is quite impressive.
It's akin to driving a starship, I would believe.
Credit to all the staff and managers of McDonald's. You guys are awesome.
Big time, man.
But yeah, we had lots of fun.
You had fun? Oh, well, I was at the Glenmore store.
Yep.
Myself and Brittany Lauger were having a bucket challenge.
A bucket off.
Yeah, yeah. Who could get the most amount of money for the Ronald McDonald House charities?
Who won?
Brittany, yeah.
She
smashed it.
Well done, Brittany.
Smashed it. Well, she kept on buttoning in front of me.
Oh, there you go.
I'd be ready to go, I'll let this person order their meal, and Brittany would just be, hey, here you go, and give us some money.
Politicians, mate, they kill it.
I tell you what. I think she got more donations than she got votes the last election.
That's really cool.
Maybe she should change and have more clown policies.
Oh,
more clown policies.
Yeah.
Spewing though, I didn't get a pair of socks. They were all gone.
Me neither.
They were all gone.
Yeah.
So put in my order for next year's lot.
Yeah. No, thank you everyone who came through that we talked to over the weekend.
Yeah.
I am waiting on a total amount that they've raised, but I guess that might take a little while seeing it's a national fundraiser. But of course, all those monies going to the Ronald McDonald House charities.
McHappy it was. Yeah. Fantastic effort, Central Queensland. Very, very good work on Saturday for McHappy Day.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
News this morning, a 7.5 magnitude earthquake in New Zealand, Pinky.
Yeah, happening overnight. So, we need to catch up with someone we used to work with here at CFM who now lives there.
That's right. Karen, you live there. What's, first of all, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Well, we're a little worried. Are you okay? Did this earthquake happen near where you are?
Yeah, well, we moved back to Wellington, which is sort of, I guess, right in the middle of New Zealand, for the want of a better word. It's at the bottom of the North Island.
Right.
The quake was near a place called Hamlet Springs, which is halfway between Christchurch and the top of the South Island. So it's a few hundred k's from where we are, but it was very, very widespread. The quake was felt completely across the country, and I just heard a report actually on TV that a seismologist said it was 30 times more powerful than the Christchurch quake.
Wow.
But because it was wider spread, the epicentre was in quite a countryish area, but having said that, that countryish area by all accounts, has been completely devastated.
Oh, my goodness.
And, Karen, there's a tsunami warning now too.
Yeah, there has been a tsunami warning, which is still in effect. So we're being advised not to go down near the rivers or, obviously, the beach. So my dog's going a bit stir-crazy because we normally go for a walk down by the river at this point in the morning.
Yeah, and you felt it. You actually felt it.
Yeah, we did. We did. It was just after midnight, and the dog started barking, and we got up to check what it was going on, and then it started. It went on for about 2 minutes.
What was happening while it was? You got up at that point. What was happening? Were the things shaking in the room, falling down? What?
The earthquakes can be funny. That you can get the really jolty ones, which sort of like really just jolt you, and that they tend to be the things that knock things flying off the shelves and stuff. This was quite a long rolling one for us. And to where you are as to how you experience them sometimes too. So we live up on the hill and it was very long and rolling. But down on the flat in Wellington, apparently the port of Wellington has been quite badly damaged. At one point there's been ground movement of about 5 feet where the ground has actually fallen 5 feet.
That's incredible. That's a massive drop.
It will be really, really interesting once we're allowed down there to go and have a look and just see the damage.
Yeah, well, that's... I'm glad that you and all your family are okay. Obviously, we have had some deaths in this earthquake
There were two deaths confirmed so far. Both of those have been down near the epicenter of the earthquake.
All right, well, it's really good to catch up with you, and I guess we might cross back to you depending on how things develop.
The aftershocks and so forth.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's also a good time to get in touch with any loved ones over in New Zealand if you've woken up to the news of the earthquake over there this morning.
Karen, thanks for joining us this morning and give us a bit more insight.
Anytime, guys, anytime. Hopefully not again, though.
No.
not anytime soon, thanks.
Thanks, Karen.
Yeah, exactly.
Stay
it's
safe.
No worries, guys.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
Now, there's been some big things happening recently. We spoke to Karen earlier in New Zealand about the earthquake last night. Of course, the elections. We spoke to a Trump voter last week about the shock result. And, of course, the mini heat wave we had last week as well. All of that pales in comparison to the big issue, Tupperware.
Love Tupperware.
Tupperware.
It's a thing you get into once, I think, you've got a mortgage. You're like, oh, let's invest in Tupperware, which almost costs you the same amount as what you paid for your house.
Yeah.
It's pretty expensive.
The prerequisite. I must have my own home and be in debt.
And have all the stuff in my home too.
Yeah. And Tupperware parties are just to try to make Tupperware sound more party-like.
I've had a Tupperware party in the past. I was like, wow, I've changed.
But it was
good because this stuff, we've been using it forever. Like, it is awesome.
Sure, you have Tupperware parties. Do you have Tupperware arguments?
We did. My husband couldn't justify the spend on Tupperware, and then once getting the products, completely thought it was justified.
Mrs. and I had a Tupperware argument of a different kind.
Right.
Just yesterday, okay? She had a little bit of a headache, so was resting up, probably from the heat. And I said, you know what, I'm going to look after all of the house cleaning, clean the whole house and did the dishwasher thing.
Yep.
Now, here I was at the dishwasher and I had the bottom part of a heap of different bits of Tupperware and then the top parts of heaps of different bits of Tupperware.
Yeah.
And we have two big drawers in the kitchen.
Right.
One for the bottom bits of the Tupperware, one for the top bits of the Tupperware.
I know these drawers.
So I have taken what is a complete Tupperware thing, split it and put it in two separate different drawers in the kitchen.
Okay.
And my wife thinks this is the most efficient way to look for Tupperware. Now, the argument was, hang on, how come we don't just put the lid on the bottom and then put it in the bin kind of thing?
Yeah.
And she's like, no, because I want all my lids in here and all my bottoms in here. And I, for the life of me, can't figure out why. So we had a little Tupperware argument.
Okay.
And I want to find out on 13:27:10... Is this the done thing? Does everyone split the Tupperware between lids and bottoms?
How does your Tupperware roll, man? 13, 27, 10?
Because I'm here in the kitchen talking to Jade going, no one else does this. There's no one anywhere who splits their Tupperware up and puts it in two separate contain, like two different bits of the kitchen. Why would you do that? Why would you not have it?
I hope it causes more problems at your home.
What do you do?
We put lids on containers.
See, that's what I want.
Yeah, we do that now and it's fantastic.
And you go to the cupboard, you grab out the Tupperware with this lid.
There's no missing lid. There's still missing odd socks. But there's no more missing lids.
I had to look for, like, we had pasta last night for dinner. Yeah. And she's like, can you get me out the pasta container? Because it was a brand new packet.
Yep.
So I've gone to the Tupperware and found the bottom. There it was straight away. And it took me 5 to 6 minutes to find the lid.
You mean it took you till this morning? Like, you're a bit late. Yes. You're still looking.
That's what I said. I said, see, this is why they should all be together, honey.
Yeah. Let's ask the question. 13, 27, 10, how do you roll with your Tupperware?
I figure I'm more Tupperware aware than my wife.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFNCQ.
Yes, having the big debate at home on Tupperware. Yep, sure, there's earthquakes, elections, heat waves, that sort of stuff, but the real problems? Tupperware.
A long time ago, Banksy, the only domestic issues I had when I first moved out of home was that people were buying their own toilet paper and hiding it because other people weren't buying toilet paper and chipping into the cost of having toilet paper.
The finance of toilet paper,
yeah, so
yes.
Now, though, yeah, we're having arguments and debates over how best to set up our cupboards.
Yeah, see, life
what
rolls.
What happened to us?
Life toilet rolls on after a while, you see, and you get to the stage of where there's no arguments left except the Tupperware, all right?
Yep.
So my problem is that my wife has two separate, drawers in the kitchen for the Tupperware, one for the lids, one for the bottoms. I was putting them away and had to split it. I'm like, I already have them together. When I want these things again, I've got to search for the lid and stuff again. What?
Which totally works if the container is dry when you put the lid on, put it away.
If it's wet, it gets that stick going on. And
moldy and stuff.
So I want to know, is there anyone else that does it like my wife does when splitting the lids and containers? Because it just seems inefficient.
13, 27, 10, how do you roll with your Tupperware?
Big Al, what about you?
Well, you know why they call it Tupperware?
Why?
Where's the lid to that container?
Tupperware's the lid. Nice. Yeah, that's exactly what I thought when I was trying to find that pasta dish
lid. I need more coffee.
So do you have a split system?
Well, I don't know. Jude looks after the Tupperware, mate.
What, you don't even know what happens in your own cupboards? Come on, mate, Big Al, you should know what's going on there.
I eat the leftovers. I don't worry about where they are.
Al is the pinnacle of Tup unaware.
Oh, he doesn't care.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast. He's got a pool room full of trophies and medals. He's competed in Olympic triathlon for Australia, was a Masters AFL player, and he's now the super coach for under sevens AFL. But we'll forgive him for backing the Brisbane Lions. He's the CQ Sports Guru. It's Shimmer Sports Wrap.
From Degani and Jelt Bakery Cafes, it is Shimmer, and I thank you for the less sugar for World Diabetes Day in my coffee today, Shimmer.
Yeah,
good
cut
move.
It down from 5 to 3 for you, so.
No, that's really good.
Progress.
And you've made it a little bit hot, which I like. Now it'll last me longer than 5 minutes.
I did say to Cara at Allen's down there.
Yeah.
Degani it, and she said, right, I'll do this for you. That's why we double cupped it for you.
Double cupped. Great work on the coffee, Shimmer. How are you, mate? How was your weekend?
Look, I'm very good. I'm very flattered that you enjoy my smell today because I did walk the fastest and slowest greyhounds in Bishop Street. And I gave them a bath when I finished and I thought, well, I might as well throw myself in while I'm there. And
you're so productive, mate. Shimmer. Monday morning, walking the dogs, even bathing them.
Yeah, bathing them. I had to feed them. Ironed the kids' clothes, did nothing. The wife of mine sat around and did nothing.
The everyman.
Yeah.
He's the everyman.
Right, yeah.
And I have an obsession with you now after that Calvin Klein smell. It's great. And
my obsession is sport.
I know. You love it. Can you explain, before we get into local sport, Australian cricket right now, Aussies versus South Africa, what is going on?
Well, I did have my whites ready to go, just in case.
You might get a call up, Shimmer.
You might get the call up.
Look, in all fairness, there were 3 or 4 balls that were pretty good that got our players out, but there was a few balls that weren't.
Should not have been wickets.
No. But that's look, it is what it is at the moment. And
clearly,
that's where we're at.
A bowler's pitch.
Well, it was, and they made the most of things. And, you know, the I thought Khawaja's ball was a pretty good ball. Mm. Burns' ball, he couldn't do much else. He it just nipped back on him. And, of course, Voges' ball was a ripper. So I thought three balls there were, it's easy to slag off at them, but... Yeah. You try and face it.
Africans even had a hard time at the pitch too.
And so. then you run yourself out in your debut test. A couple of things like that. You just go, well, when you're going well, things go well for you.
When you're not.
So that black cat obviously walked across the road. But
we'll find out.
Things are a little bit better for cricket at Gracemere because they took on Cap Coast.
How did they go?
They won. Aaron Harmsworth picked up 91, Mark O'Keefe 43 and Bryce Heal 44 in that. Richie Pursehouse for Cap Coast Parkhana picked up 2 for 30 and Cap Coast Parkhana made 9 for 174. Dunbar picked up 40 and Richie Pursehouse, Brennan Dunbar that is.
I hope they all kept themselves hydrated over that weekend too out in the sun.
Well, it was a really hot time. I had, as I said, I'm super coach of the Grammar under Milo Blast team.
Yep.
And when I finished there on Friday night, I went home and hydrated myself very, very well.
Good job.
Yeah, it was very important that I did.
The only way Shimmer knows how.
Exactly. Hey, look, in other games, Frenchful 5 for 198, the Glen 7 for 197, and Boyne Island had a good win in their game as well over the weekend. And that's a little bit of local cricket around the place.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast. It's Shimmer's Sports Wrap.
From Degani and Jolt Bakery Cafe is a little bit more local sport with the man himself, Shimmer, our sports guru. What else have we had over the weekend, buddy?
Look, there was the Soraya Japanese restaurant, first triathlon of the season.
Triathlon.
So that was good to get back into that system. And that was taken out by the youngster. It was Mason Hebbard who was too strong for Scotty Keane. And Lance Bennett who come in, his children come in to qualify. It was also a qualifier for the state secondary schools state titles.
Wow.
And Lance fixed up someone's chain and still managed to feel third. So it was very nice of him.
That's awesome.
So he's Sir Lancelot, if you will.
He is.
I love that story.
Oh, it is. That was good. I really appreciate it. We'd never known anyone there before, but one of the young girls dropped a chain and had to fix that up as well.
See, that's
and,
the good news stories you like to hear.
It is. In the women's, it was Vicky Gillies. While in the they were over the long course distances, Jacob Spark was far too strong for Joshua Williams and Jordan Wall in the short course, while the females, Tyler Hyde and Caitlin Goody and Sally Adamensky finished in the place getters through there. And
Very nice.
That was Taylor who took that out.
Cool. Yeah,
hey, good news for Rocky Golfer, and this news has come from a source that will remain anonymous,
right?
Russell Jakes, and he texted in to say that Adam Blythe, of course from Yeppoon, won the New South Wales Open by 3 shots. So,
nice.
Well done, Adam.
That's a big effort.
I've had a couple of rounds with Adam, and he's still managed to go on to do greater things. I must be a springboard for people, I reckon it is.
Yeah.
Around the
They're
place.
They're getting it from you.
Yeah, it is that too.
Look, see, Shiva, I'll make you feel better. See, people who beat you in sport think, well, if I can beat Shimmer, I can beat anyone because he is the guru of sport.
Yeah,
so
exactly. It's a pump up.
It is. It's confidence boosting.
Well, it is. So, and I give them lots of confidence, I can tell you that. And I had a fall on my bike the other day. I didn't get to tell you about that.
What happened?
So to the young lady who was walking down Upper Dawson Road when I come off my bike at about 30 k's an hour. Sorry to scare the absolute bejesus out of you, but there were some skid marks not only in my nicks but also on the road as well. So when I hit the deck, I was having a stretch and I've kind of blossomed as I've aged and my seat post broke. And,
are you serious?
I'm not serious.
Did your seat post break?
Well... It's
were
more done to me a bit of
bike?
Pressure.
That's horrible. You're okay then?
I was okay. As I said, there were some skid marks around the place.
You see the two different reactions between Pinky? She's like, oh, you okay? That's horrible. I'm over here tearing up laughing.
Well, I was actually, it was quite lucky, and a couple of boys with me just wondered what the hell happened.
Yep.
And I was having a bit of a stretch, and next minute I must have put a bit too much pressure on a certain spot, and down I went, and I think this poor girl was running past, and was. What the hell's happened here?
Down
which is what
down
I was
I
thinking
go.
At the time
round
as well.
Round and round I go.
So that's why I didn't do the triathlon on the weekend, Pinky. Why didn't you?
She was collecting money for seriously ill children at McHappy Day. Thank you.
I'm going to do the December one.
Right, yeah. Cool. We'll see you there. Will we see the little Shih Tzu here? Will he ever go?
No.
Well, he used to have long hair.
I'm flat out getting him on a bike.
Have you ever exercised? See, so you used to play soccer many years ago.
Exercise. Yes, what is this exercise you speak of?
Can you swim?
Yes, I can swim. Pretty good. I had Mrs. Rigby teach me back in the day at the Frenchville pool when I had one.
You could do a triathlon there.
Yeah.
You could get you out and do one.
Could do. Could.
You just do a really short one just for fun.
I'm going to answer that with a thanks for coming in, Shimmer. Thanks for the coffee and the sports wrap. Always a pleasure.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
Super moon tonight, Pinky.
Yeah. It is, and it's Super the moon. First time since 1948.
So
that's when the last one was here.
I'm sorry.
Do you remember it?
I don't know the term.
I'm just a bit vague on 1948. It's a bit blurry to me.
Oh, look, it was a while ago. Yeah. Struggling to think back that far.
Probably had a big day and night.
Yeah. Struggling to come to terms with this supermoon thing.
Why?
What is it when the moon's really big?
Yeah, it's at its biggest. So.
Oh, you mean a perigee syzygy?
Oh, whatever. Isn't Google just important to everybody these days?
No, that's just what our scientists call the full moon.
You don't need to go
there.
To the library and look things up and read a book anymore.
You know what? I had to actually Google search the pronunciation of syzygy.
Did you?
Because it's like
You got like Siri to do it.
It's S-Y-Z-Y-G-Y.
Siri.
Okay, perigee syzygy or the supermoon.
The moon can appear as much as 14% bigger and 30% brighter than a regular full moon.
Hello.
So, but it's pretty out there, isn't it?
It's like it's on your doorstep. It's right there, staring at your face.
And the moon won't get as close to us again until 2034.
Wow.
Oh, well, just saying, that's weird. 2034?
Wow. Mmm, that's a long time to wait to see a moon that big.
But
so,
there's, you know, all sorts of news articles going around, and some police have even been quoted in articles saying they're expecting a busier night than normal because there's this theory that when there's a full moon, people go a little haywire. And I have to say, I agree with it, not in relation to the police, but I will have had all sorts of weird things go on for a couple of days, and I'll be like, what is going on here? And then I'll see an announcement in the paper or online where people are saying, oh, well, it's a full moon. No wonder everything's been crazy.
Blame it on the full
moon.
And I'll
be like, that's it. Yeah. Yeah, it always comes around. So do you believe that the full moon affects people?
Honestly, no.
No?
No. Come on. It affects the tides, the light that we have at night.
But there's like high incidences of things that go on that involve police and hospitals and stuff during a full moon.
No, I think that's the perception because people have worked themselves up to believe this.
Oh, yeah.
Like yourself, you're like,
dreaming it up.
Something's going to happen because it's a full moon, and then something does happen because you've mentally willed it to happen.
13, 27, 10, do you think things go strange when there's a full moon? Like, do you believe in it? Because I do. Because of the facts around me, it does seem to be a little odd.
The facts.
Around the full moon time. And it's a super moon, so it could be even weirder. 13, 27, 10.
So a little bit more evidence to back up your facts there,
Pinky. Well,
yeah, do
you just think that it does affect people?
Like what? In how? Like just being, like having strange things happen and feeling weird and that.
What do you not want to know for? You don't believe in it.
I have strange things happen and I feel weird every day, regardless of a supermoon.
I got lumped with you. That was odd.
That's just bad luck.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
So tonight we're having a perigee syzygy, or as non-scientists like to call it, a supermoon.
Oh, look, Banksy's trying to get his nerd on, thanks to Google. Now, the supermoon is called this because it can appear as much as 14% bigger and 30% brighter than a regular full moon. And the last time it was this close to Earth was 1948.
Right. I like to call it the Big Bert.
Why?
Bert Newton, Moonface.
I love Bert Newton.
How good is Bert Newton? So it's the Big Bert tonight in the sky.
Cool. I haven't seen his face for a while. We need him back on the TV.
And on 13, 27, 10, Pinky, you are convinced that this moon affects people in all sorts of weird and wonderful ways.
Absolutely. More weird than wonderful.
Yeah, I'm not really convinced of that fact. So give me the evidence that you've found that suggests the moon affects your moods and things that happen through the day on 13, 27, 10.
Lynette, do you think the full moon affects people?
Oh, absolutely. When you're a nurse in a aged care residential home,
yeah,
Absolutely. The dementia patients know when it's full moon because you'll know.
Really? Can we have some evidence here? Can you convince me? What sort of things happen?
Most of the time they don't sleep. They pace. Okay. There's times where they'll just do ridiculously out of the ordinarily normal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mental health patients can be the same. So working in the wards there, it can be, you know, you're not in for a quiet night.
Yep.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, and it's been known for generations. The old matron that taught me nearly 40 years ago said, watch out on night shifts on full moon.
Yes, people in the health industry seem to really be aware of it.
I thought she was just like trying to pull your leg, you know, just like, oh, hey, you got to watch out for this, but it's a thing. It actually happens.
Yeah, and all ambulance officers will know they're in for a busy night on the full moon, so...
Okay.
There we go. Well, that's enough for me.
Well, no, I'm still not completely convinced. CFM, who's this?
Yeah, g'day, Danny. How are you?
Good. Do you have evidence to suggest that the moon affects people?
Well, I've been listening to CFM for years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Pinky's only been there for 12 months.
Yes.
And I think if she started taking notes, she'd notice that there's evidence sitting right in front of her this morning.
And what's that?
Banksy.
What's he got to do with anything?
Well, he just listen to him. Every time there's a full moon, he's, you know, just, I don't know. Come on.
If you're suggesting that I only just do the la-la-las on a full moon, you really haven't been listening much at all.
I do. And coming to that cycle, you get a little bit weirder.
There we go. We'll take the next call. But, yes, it is a bit like Groundhog Day, so I just haven't been quite aware of the changes.
I think that's just really unfortunate. I don't think
that's
the moon
funny.
Has... Look, 13, 27, 10, do you have evidence to suggest the moon actually affects you? And the supermoon, will it be majorly affecting you in a super way? 13, 27, 10.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
It is supermoon night tonight, so looking forward to seeing that.
Mm.
It's the first time since 1948, and the next one won't be till the year 2034.
Get out and stare at the moon tonight.
So the moon can appear as much as 14% bigger and 30% brighter than a usual full moon.
The Big Bert.
Pretty amazing.
The Big Bert moon face.
It's always disappointing, though, when you try and take a photo of it on your iPhone. It just never...
Never captures it.
No. Really doesn't.
You can't. Not even the panorama can capture it.
No.
It just doesn't work.
Really,
so
you should go to photography
look,
school.
I don't reckon it's anything at all. It's just a moon. That's
no,
it.
So, no, I disagree. I really think it affects people.
Come
and
on.
Wondering this morning if you think the full moon affects people on 13, 27, 10...
Yes.
Good morning, CFM. Who's this?
Yeah, Jim. How are you going?
Good. Do you think the moon, full moon affects people?
Apart from my wife with the headaches, but no, I agree with Banksy. You've got to remember that the moon's always full.
Yeah, we're just seeing whatever the sun's shining on it.
That's right, yeah. So I think it's just because the night's a lot brighter, you've got more people out and about. Yeah,
and do you think, I sometimes think that things like this, people will stuff to happen to them because they think it's going to happen?
Yeah, I just think there's more people out and about, so more people are going to have problems.
Because it's just like a big light bulb out in the sky,
that's
right?
It,
okay, thank you.
So there you go, I got one supporting me. CFM, who's this?
Bruce from Raven Cabby.
What do you find the cab fares are a little bit stranger and weirder on a full moon night?
Well, it's scientifically proven that the full moon doesn't affect people, but I beg to differ. In this job, you see all sorts of weird things on a full moon.
Give us an example of what you've found.
Oh, right. just a strange behaviour. The attitudes change from, say, the week before.
Mm-hmm.
From that person.
See, Bruce, you probably see the moon, obviously, when you're driving around the cab, but usually I don't will it to happen, Banksy, because I don't even know what the moon's doing.
Oh, so it's a retrospective thing.
Yeah, so
right.
There'll be some weird days. Then someone will say, oh, it's been a full moon. No wonder everything's crazy. And I'll go,
oh, I see. So you've attributed to what's happened in the past.
Yeah, in the past,
right. Okay. Well, look, 13, 27, 10, do you have evidence to suggest that this actually happens? The moon affects what happens with you. CFM, who's this?
Bernie.
Bernie, what about you, mate? Do you have evidence?
This is just ridiculous. Everyone talking about this moon making people change, everyone to being different and crazy and all this stupid rot talk. Hey, look, butterflies. Hey, anyway, what's going on? All this talk is just stupid. You're all just a bunch of lunatics.
Now, normally Bernie's pretty calm and collected.
Lunatic. Oh, wow, he's hung up.
Well,
there
as
you
well.
Go. See, there we go. Super moon is affecting our listeners.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
We should take the show out for a bit of a walk. It's been holding on for quite some time. It needs to go walkies and wee wees.
It does.
Yeah, right now.
I just saw a show's little ears prick up. It's like, we're going for a walk.
Of course, you did.
I've never been for a walk.
Now, for the last few weeks, we've been telling you about Kick the Kilos for the Morning Bulletin and the Gladstone Observer. It's running in central Queensland right now. Look, there's a few ahead of us all around Queensland.
Yeah, because we're competing with other regions of Queensland.
Yeah, Sunshine Coast, yeah, they're out in front there.
They're number one, right.
Yeah, and I'm a little disappointed because Mackay is beating both Gladstone and Rockhampton. Yeah, I'm
so
sorry,
I can't
talk.
So the way that you help out with Kick the Kilos is that you jump onto the app Strava, which you can download for free and just get the basic app for free. You don't have to get premium, which costs money.
Yeah, it's
and
free.
Then just record your walk. So if you're walking the dogs, walking to school, any of that, also join the club for whichever newspaper you read. Mm. For whichever area you live in.
You clock up those kilos.
And you help the K's contribute to the region.
And the region needs a little booster. Mm-hmm. And we've decided to do a little walk of life.
Yes.
Yep. So
Did we email Dire Straits? Did we?
Yeah, and Mark Knopfler still has not responded to me.
Oh, wow.
On social media.
Okay.
So I'll see what I can do about that. But the Dire Straits situation is the health of central Queensland. And
yes,
a walk of life will cure that.
Apparently.
Taking the show on walkies not next week, but the week after.
Definitely. We're going to be walking around Rockhampton and Gladstone.
That's right. Rockhampton for the Morning Bulletin to see if we can rack up those Strava app Kick the Kilos. Mm. And for the Gladstone Observer for the same.
And the thing is, we'd actually like you to come and join us. So we will get more details in the coming weeks.
Yep.
But we'd like you to, come along and do some walking with us. Walk and talk.
Yeah.
Walk and talk.
And if you've got any suggestions on, what we can take on this walk as well, please hit us up on our Facebook page, CFMCQ. Yeah. Places we could go to on the walk.
Toilet stops,
yeah. Okay, so
I know that the squat on the side of the road is a good look.
Dunny roll, I'm putting it on the list of things we need to take for maybe a bag, just in case it goes.
Oh, no.
Well, you've got to take...
We could get to know each other a little too well on this walk. Just wanted to get a bit of fitness happening, that's all.
Yes. All I want out of this is to beat Mackay. And I'm looking for major strides towards beating Sunshine Coast, because they're way out in front.
Look, it's another chance for me to wear my active wear. Legit. Legit active wear,
I just want to drop by, make sure we get some coffee from Tegani Bakery Cafe
that
with
too,
me.
That too, yes.
Yes. So join us. It'll happen not next week, but the week after. After, close to the wrapping up of Kick the Kilos. Get that Strava app ready to go and come for walkies with us.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
The block, we had the finale last night. Huge season this has been. I reckon one of the best, I've got to say.
Yeah, we've had so much fun talking to pretty much all of the contestants.
Yeah.
Well, the ones that worth talking to. And also big fans of Queenslanders Will and Carly, who actually took out the win.
Yeah, Queenslander.
Yeah.
Queenslander.
We're so proud of
Queenslander.
Them.
Queenslander. That's a win for Queensland, first time on the blog.
Incredible. And their apartment sold for $2.6 million. That is just incredible, even in a Melbourne market.
Yeah. Look, all of the apartments look just exquisite.
Yeah.
A little bit out of my price range.
Just a touch.
Yeah.
Shiny little bit, yeah.
But definitely, look, I thought Julia and Sasha's was going to be up there.
Yeah, definitely.
And we spoke to Darren Palmer, judge and Central Queenslander, last week. He said he liked theirs the most, but it was a little bit feminine, and I think it was reflected on the show last night. They just didn't quite get there.
Yeah, Will and Carly's apartment was awesome. They made $715,000 profit and then won an extra $100,000 through the show.
Yeah. So that's...
Yay, they're nearly millionaires.
A nice little pay packet this morning for them. And you know what? Well done to the people who actually had enough money to buy these things.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I'm doing today straight after the show. I'm entering next year's series of The Block.
Really?
Yeah, get my savings up. This is how you make money, mate.
Yeah, my block challenges haven't finished yet.
What do you mean?
Well, I got a guy down the road who has the most pristine green grass you've ever seen.
All right.
And the challenge is on for me to turn mine from brown to green. It's going to be a challenge too. Because he gets out there with, like, you know, the things they use on the cricket pitches and...
Right.
It is the best supermoon.
Okay. Thanks,
Blame it on the supermoon. Well done to Will and Carly. Queenslanders winning the block for the first time. Couldn't be prouder.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Wouldn't be a normal Morning Crew show without Pinky bringing us a story about some sort of animal.
I love animals.
I can tell.
And this headline was very appealing. Man in bizarre fight with goat.
Do you want to know more? Yes, I do, please.
Yes. So a 73-year-old man was taken to hospital with dehydration after being attacked by a goat in the Gold Coast hinterland.
Oh, I'm sorry, dehydration.
He's actually okay, so you can giggle. He's all right. And so, he does get the funny side of this. He's all good, okay?
So can I just, before you go any further, it was for dehydration rather than some sort of goat
injury. Yes, he wasn't
injury.
Actually injured. And the goat hadn't eaten his clothes or anything like that.
Oh, dear.
He'd been going for a morning walk when this goat bailed him up and started charging him with his large horns. That's terrifying. This is taking me back to a very traumatic experience when I was getting swooped by a butcher bird and nobody came to save me. Fortunately for this man, he's actually screamed out to neighbours because he was freaking out, and they helped him out and called paramedics.
Look, I can't tell you the amount of times I've heard of people on the Gold Coast being attacked by random goats. It's an epidemic now. I mean, wow, where does this come from? So he's all right, he's just dehydrated, but he's being attacked. Why the goat? Where did this come from?
Well, the goat, they're saying it was like a random goat and that he was struggling with the goat, holding it in a headlock for about an hour. Hence the dehydration, because it's been very hot.
And it was just going for him.
Yeah, but as it turns out, it was his goat, which has obviously got out and gone for a random wander while he went for a walk. And he was actually given the goat as a gift a couple of weeks ago.
Oh.
Because this is like a moral to the story kids book that we're reading, right? You get gifted a goat from some wise old man.
Someone on the Gold Coast still believes in the barter system. Yeah. I'll give you this goat.
For your $2.6 million apartment in Melbourne from the block. He gave him the goat to mow his lawns.
Oh, yeah.
You don't buy goats at Bunnings, do you?
No.
There you go. The goat is actually a mower.
It was bought for mowing lawn purposes.
It was.
Or was gifted for that.
So it attacked its owner instead.
Oh, see, that's why it was a young goat. You've got to get these veteran goats. The thing is, this was just a young whippersnapper. snapper goat.
That was the Banksy and Pinky podcast. Check them out at cfm.com.au.
Or don't.
No pressure.